Yes, let's continue our work. One more day, meaning one more step forward. We are acquiring a few more portions of the upper light that corrects our cleave, that unites us. This is considered that it is correcting us. It is uniting us. And to the extent that we unite, we don't always feel it. And when we get greater connection, however, this is actually what we are going through. Then to the extent that we become more and more connected between us through the reforming light, there we feel our advancement nearing to the Creator. So let's this means that it's not important for us, it should not be important for us, whatever we feel, our personal feelings, but rather, what do we want to ascribe it to the Creator, in what form? If I take into consideration the fact that I'm giving contentment either to the group, to the Ten, or the Creator, then my personal state, I don't take it into consideration. It is like, let's say, a mother with respect to the baby. It doesn't matter what she feels and how much she might be suffering. Rather, what is good for him. This is what she tries to do with all of her force. This is what we need, to see an example in that, how we should relate to the group, to the Ten, and to the Creator. That the personal sensation is immaterial, rather, what is most important is that we, what we want to give to the Ten and to the Creator. When we elevate ourselves to such a level where we receive the Achoraim, the posterior, just like the Panim, the face, then by that we actually become ready to be worthy of the revelation of the face, where the face and the back. Like it's very clear. If I take care of my baby, let's say, and I feel natural love towards him, then I constantly think about what is good for him. And not what will be good for me. Maybe I feel pain, I'm sick, I have temperature. However, the baby requires tending to. And then I'm entirely devoted to him. And I do not take into consideration how difficult it is or not difficult. Rather, simply, I devote myself to it. And it's the same with respect to the friend. Until the Achoraim, meaning unpleasantness, lack of pleasure, difficulty, while they are stopping us from bestowing to the Creator, it is a sign that we are still not in the quality of bestowal. And therefore, we're still not in the spiritual work. And only on the condition that I can rise above all of the different kinds of burdening that I have, the burdening of the heart, the burdening of the desire, all kinds of confusions, unpleasantness, various kinds of concealments, in short. Then if I can rise above it, it is considered that I am in the spiritual quality, in the perception and understanding and spiritual approach above my ego, and then I can be adhered to the Creator. And if I'm not in that, then I have to ask that he will give me the strength and the force of importance. There is nothing more here more than importance. Just like a mother and a baby. If he's here, meaning important for her even above her own life, and this is how nature arranged these things, then there is nothing you can do. She's devoted and she simply does everything. And that's the kind of devotion, of soul devotion, that we have to reach. This is called in order to be still. And by this, we connect with such.
Of bestowal.
This means that if I reach a state where it is difficult for me, where I have no foundation, uncertain, I don't understand, I hardly feel anything, but it doesn't matter what I have, if I feel it in the right way, meaning through the 10, I receive this thing from the Creator, and of course I don't feel that I'm getting it from the Creator, but through some connection to the 10, and this state is blank, I can raise it to a degree where instead of Malchut, which is blank, it will be Ketil, the chimes, meaning that I receive this blank state because it belongs to spirituality. So spirituality is now shining to me in being black. But it is spirituality. And therefore, I'm willing to be adhered to it. This is called that I do not demand any special conditions. That my will to receive is now not feasting, not being filled up, doesn't attach to spirituality because there is some fulfillment there. Rather, the Creator is now organizing for me this black state so that I would start to be connected with spirituality, not in my vessels of reception. Then I receive this state with gladness. And then out of the fact that this becomes the black malchut of the upper one, becomes the ketel that shines to the lower one, shines to me. Well, this is something that we need to exert in and to try to make a few such exercises, and we will do it, and we'll do it together. We're not leaving these states that we're reading about. We will work on it together. This was just the first reading, the first familiarity with all of these states, how we enter the spiritual degree, meaning a state which is a...
Рафа, у меня такой вопрос. В отрывке было много про духовную тьму. Вот я хотел уточнить.
Okay, so this is my question. I would like to focus on the spiritual darkness. Is it when a person has no more energy or...
Once again, please.
В отрывке было много про что человек чувствует духовную тьму.
In the text, it speaks of how a person feels the spiritual darkness. I want to focus on that. Is it when a person doesn't have the importance or doesn't have the energy for the spiritual work? What's closer to the concept of spiritual darkness?
Feeling that we simply... We simply don't feel any importance. It's always about importance. Ukraine.
Получается, что если я нахожусь в радости, значит, я нахожусь в отдаче, выяснение...
So it follows that if I'm not in gladness, then I'm in bestowal. The clarification of bestowal, does it depend on the gladness?
Yes. If you're bestowing but you're not happy, it's not called bestowal. we perform actions of give and take, but their test is whether I'm happy or not happy about it. Petach Tikva number 4.
Rav, does spiritual joy have to come above the feeling of egoistic suffering?
Yes. Well, I can't say suffering doesn't have to be suffering because the happiness quenches the suffering, but it has to be in a state where the egoistic desire is oppressed, depressed. Well, I see that, oh, we still have Petach Tikva 25.
Shalom Rav.
If you must be glad to bestow, and the Creator gives you a state of suffering, if He doesn't give you a solution for that suffering, what does it mean?
We have to forget about, one has to forget about oneself. A person has to forget about himself and try to live in the life and the feeling of the group. Full stop. If you do that, you will have a state, you will have a chance, you will have an opening for how to get out of whatever you're in. If you don't do it, you'll remain like. I'll read it once again. The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason. That is what we need. The fact that I reach a certain state, and this state, whatever spiritual state it is, if it doesn't end with a prayer, with my plea to the Creator, with my request for forces, for distinguishing, discerning, understanding, coming closer, bestowing, giving, each and every state, if my state does not end with a prayer, then I didn't do anything. I didn't finish my work. Maybe I put in great effort, great exertion, however, I didn't conclude it. Meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha, as though he's already in the end of correction. Simply, I have everything. This is how it should be, the end of spiritual exertion. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power so he can go above the reason of the body. Meaning, even though the body is now suffering, and it feels pain and all kinds of doubts and lack of sensation, lack of anything, I should be in a state of joy as though I have been rewarded with everything, truly on the same level. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator. He doesn't want that, because that would be knowledge, not faith. Then it won't be in order to bestow, but rather out of the fact that I'm getting some profit out of it. And then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to him as if he already has reason. Meaning the clean, pure spiritual work is when we work with the force of Binah, not with the force of Malchut. It is still not clear to us, really. We don't feel that it is possible to live out of it, to bestow, to enjoy, to be in joy. But we want it to be this way. I want to cross over from the level of reason to the level of above reason. And our problem is that it seems to us that above reason is some kind of degree that is some fantasy, it's unrealistic. How come I will enjoy it, that I'm happy about it? It doesn't seem to be important. But the truth is that it only seems to us this way because we exist in a very limited world.
Вопрос такой. Когда у тебя есть важность...
Good morning, Rav. This is my question. When you have the importance to work in this way...
В принципе, это легко, это получается. Когда у тебя отбирает важность...
And it's not difficult, it's easy for you. Now, when you, that importance is taken away, this is the question. Is this considered to be proper work above reason? Or must I always aspire to have importance? And then this would be considered the proper work.
Yes, it is important that you will have importance. You should have importance, yes.
And if there is no importance, then I need to receive this importance from the group? Or do I need to simply try to work in that state?
You should try to work according to the present state. The importance will come, and you will nevertheless have to rise above it. We'll have to rise above it. We have to acquire the feeling of the spiritual world, where everything is above reason, the feeling of Bina. We don't have it from birth, and we have to try to come closer to it, to feel it. Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Boker Tov, Rav. Kli Olami. Boker Tov, Rav.
Boker.
What is the difference between what is the difference between the glass and fields in state of faith above reason and the gladness one feels in faith within reason? What is the difference between the gladness that one feels in faith above reason and the...
The difference is... How can I put it? The difference is in the source of life. Either the source of life is one's ego, this is called within reason, or the source of life is in the Creator, in Bina. This is called above reason. Above reason means the level of the spiritual world. Below reason or within reason is the level of the corporeal world.
Rav,
what is the advice for a state where you constantly reach this point? Seemingly you're standing there and you simply forget about the prayer. You don't forget, you simply don't forget. You get there and you go back. You get there and you go back.
A lack of a feeling of the friends. Kazakhstan.
Обычно опытный спортсмен после тренировки знает, что мышцы болят, и он это хорошо.
Usually, an experienced athlete following training, the practice, his muscles ache and he knows it's good, it's for the better. A beginner, the beginning Kabbalist, when he feels in such a way, from where does he take the ability to be in joy?
From his connection to the group and through them to the Creator. There's no other option. Otherwise, his source of joy and energy is his vessels of reception. Rehovot.
Rehovot.
Rav. You gave an example earlier of the mother and her baby. When I'm there for my children, I do not take myself into consideration because the body doesn't resist it. How do we shift the same feeling towards the friends?
It's through our studies that we need to increase this. We need to, throughout the day also, to try to look for, to find such states as the ones we're discussing now. How to be above reason? How to be...
Che importanza ha la divulgazione per acquisire...
What importance is there to dissemination in order to achieve this force of Binah, of faith?
Through dissemination, we connect to the external vessel, which is actually our vessel, which hasn't connected to us yet. And so by awakening the whole of humanity, our external vessel, by that we also scrutinize the surrounding lights, which promote us to their degree, meaning towards faith above reason. That's why it's very worthwhile for us to increase our efforts in dissemination in order to gain faith above reason, especially since we're not so drawn to disseminate. So if we do it by force, it's very beneficial. Petah Tikva 19.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. A question. After praying for forces, for connection, for the force to bestow or anything, should we wait for a result or is the prayer itself enough and this is the work that we need to invert to be just in joy?
The prayer in itself suffices as well.
Latin 2.
Hola Rav, buenas noches. ¿Cuál es la alegría grupal? ¿Qué es la alegría?
Hello Rav, good evening. What is the group joy? How does the group live that?
Group joy? How? It could come from anything. Usually in spirituality it's where each one can concede his own ego and we can connect together and feel that we're tied together, connected together. And then from that point of connection, we get a feeling of... So he's actually saying something simple. The high spiritual degree, the highest degree is where you have nothing, but you feel that you're at the maximal height, right? There can be no higher. In the vessels of reception, you have zero. And with that, you're feeling 100% bestowal. And that's how we need to correct ourselves. So that nothing that happens to us in our vessels of reception will affect our quality, our measure of adherence and adhesion with the Creator. That's all. Questions. Where will we take the power for this? We will ask the Creator for it. And how to ask the Creator? Through the group. Through which states can we turn to Him? Each and every state. What to ask for? Not for fulfillment, but rather that without any fulfillment, I will be adhered to Him as though I
When
a person is in joy, he also has a lack out of which he can ask, because joy is some state which is complete. And we say that we should always be asking of the Creator, demanding.
When I am in a state of joy, why does that need to block me, to seal me? I'm in gladness and I ask to have something more to give to the Creator. The gladness, is it on my account or is it on account of my bestowal? If it's for myself, on my account, then I'm in order to receive. Then it's, oof. Very quickly, one needs to recalculate and to remove himself from that. However, if the joy is from bestowing upon the Creator, then it's bestowal. And if I'm in bestowal, then the question is now, how will I get more powers to be in even greater bestowal? So, joy doesn't mean that I'm blocked, right? That I can't look for and find more sources for requests for greater work, for adhesion. But each time I advance, the previous joy becomes incomplete. I want to reach a higher joy, meaning to delight the Creator and with that to be happy myself.
Спросить, Раф, какое отличие между уровнями радости?
What is the difference between those degrees of joy? Meaning, there is some degree of joy, and I have to rise to a higher degree of joy. What is the difference?
The difference between these degrees of joy is the measure of the ego, the will to receive, which you overcome and use in order to rise above it. That's the difference between the degrees. It's always our ego.
Rav, и только самый наивный человек продвигается с большой верой в радости.
Only the most gullible person advances with great joy above reason. Is this a high state or a low state?
Это называется абсолютной верой?
Да.
And is it?
Yes. It's a high state. It's called
איך יכול להיות שאנחנו מקבלים על עצמנו תכונת הבורא?
How can it be that we receive the quality of the Creator, take it upon ourselves? If I'm entirely the will to receive, to enjoy selfishly, that's all I have, how can it be that I take on the quality of the Creator instead of that? Try to explain it. This is a workshop. How can it be that we, all of us, each one of us, is a will to receive, knowing only how to enjoy itself within itself? How can it be that instead of this will to receive, that enjoys selfishly, turn into the desire to bestow, which delights others? How does it work? How does it happen? Explain it to each other in the 10, please.
Of his friend.
Meaning that what exists in each one of us is the tendency to use the whole world, the inanimate, vegetative, and animate, and speaking as, and the creator as well, using it all for one's own selfish benefit. I want, it's like I'm the only egoist in the world. I want to bend the whole world to make them serve my ego. That's how it is with each and every one. And we have nothing else besides that. And the way of correction, the path of correction, brings us to a state where it becomes the opposite. Each one of us sees himself as needing to serve the whole world, and through them, to the Creator, 100%, and nothing is left for himself. So that's the current state that we have in the beginning, what we have, and the desired state, that's at the end. Right? And so that measure of uniqueness that exists in each one is such that each one wants, from the point of uniqueness in his heart, each one, it's unique, each one feels himself to be unique, single in the world, and he feels that he deserves to use the whole world for his own selfish benefit. That's our nature. And so, especially thanks to this nature, because of this nature, each one of us can reach the degree of the Creator, to be in equivalence of form with the Creator. It's specifically because we're such special egoists. The uniqueness of the Creator, who is one, unique, it created in each and every one of us this special point where we feel, each one of us, that only he exists and everyone around him are meant to serve him. That's why each one of us, by the power of the Creator that we draw from him, except for that point we received, when we draw more energies, powers from him, we can invert our nature. This point where we're the center of reality, we can invert it so that we serve the whole of reality, give to everyone instead of receive from everyone. And that is our work, in essence. But by that we become similar to the Creator. We reach a state where we're completely, absolutely like him. Like him. Questions? None. All right. It's clear. It's something which everyone understands already. Continue. I hope that throughout the day, after this, you disperse all these things throughout the networks in order to explain to humanity what the wisdom of Kabbalah says about the correction of the world, the correction of man, why we have this virus, how we can emerge from this, that you see this as your main work.
The degree of the measure of uniqueness in me, where I feel myself as a great big egoist, the only one in the world wants to control the world, bend everyone to my will, that comes to me from the Creator. Except he is the only one that he's the single one that takes care of everyone. With me, it's inverted.
So the question is, where can a person find the necessity to serve the Creator?
This comes from the gap between the will to receive in us and the spark that comes from the Creator, where I feel this quiet inside of me. I have two forms of nature in me, the will to receive on the one hand and the will to bestow a little bit on the other hand. And that little bit of will to bestow is felt like pangs of my conscience, shame, things that do not exist with animals, but only exist with men. And here it depends on the person's height, how egoistic is he, and how much of the quality of shame does he possess. Both can exist with various proportions. And that's what makes people different than one another.
Получается, чтобы я внутри своего желания получать.
It turns out that in order to receive the quality of bestowal within my will to receive, I need help from above. I have to draw the light. And the Creator needs no help from above, but I'm new. I'm not like the Creator in that.
The Creator doesn't demand any help from above, but He cannot bestow to you if you don't have a deficiency for it. You need to have a lack for that, for bestowal, and then He will bestow to you. Otherwise, how can you give something to someone if he doesn't want to get it? We can only give out what we have according to the desire. So the Creator is expecting the prayer from you, the request.
What I meant was that we have to resemble the Creator in the quality of bestowal. But ultimately, it turns out that all we need to do is ask of Him, but we're not like Him because He's not asking from anyone. So it's something new from a person.
Yes, that's called a prayer, the feedback from man towards the Creator.
No. Lo shomim Belarus.
Рав, что является точкой переворота, когда для меня весь мир и я.
Where is that point of transition when I am for the sake of the whole world, or when the whole world is for me? Where do I see this transition, and how can I explain this to the public?
This is the point of shame. This is the point of our connection with the entire system of creation and with the Creator, where we need eventually to transition this entire system to a connection with the upper force, and then this upper force will fill it with His light, His force of bestowal, and all of us will.
Sulam and Rabash to the people affect it? Them. Yes, he's asking how is our work in the 10 on connection can bring all the things we're trying to do in the connection between us, how will that affect the desire of the people outside of humanity?
Because there's no difference between a small 10 and all of humanity. And whatever we do with the 10, if we awaken the upper force, then through it, we influence all of humanity. That's the whole point about the integral system. That even 1-10 includes in it all the details. So if we awaken the 10 and we inflate it with the upper light, then it can grow to expand to the size of all of humanity. Imagine that in each one of the friends, there's 1 billion people. That's it. And you have 10 billion people, let's say. Not even 10, 8 billion. Other than the point of the Creator and the point of Malchut. Everything else is in the 10. Everything. we learn that as we advance in the 10, we begin to discover in the 10 all of reality, all of humanity, all the worlds, everything is all found in the 10. Depends how much we can get into it.
Rav, if I may, what Miguel was asking was how the words of Bala Sulama Rabash, how do they awaken the public when we pass these words to them?
I don't know how to explain it. I loved these words, especially Bala Sulam's. Rabash wasn't writing at the time, but the words of Bala Sulam, his style, the way he writes it, his classical approach of his was really touching me. Although I didn't really speak Hebrew that well, but the way he was arrange the words and the subtleties, how he would say things in, you know, half a sentence. It was very important to me. I don't know, but when we translate it, I don't know if it disappears or not. I cannot say. From his feeling, which he possesses, Miguel has it, from his feeling, should try to adapt these translations to be, to stand out more, to be quicker, more urgent. Maktu.
Good morning, teacher. I wanted to ask how to connect these two concepts. On the one hand, annul myself and accept the friend's view above my reason. And on the other hand, I have to keep on scrutinizing things in my reason. So how do I connect these two things? The matter of annulling yourself and accepting things above reason and scrutinizing things within reason. How do you connect these two?
You have to accept it the way he's doing it, and it should be clear to you that you're accepting it above your reason. Ashkelon.
Hello, Rav. How does it happen that I, in my uniqueness, like a black hole, I can become a sun, a bestowal of the teacher? How can I be like a mirror?
Yeah, but it's not important. If I receive from the Creator the quality of bestowal, and that's how I turn to the 10, and what I can give to the 10, only I can give it, no one else can. By that, I'm becoming like the Creator. By resembling the Creator, I begin to learn what it means to have the status of the Creator.
En la lectura de Baha Sulam, habla de que el amor.
Good day, beloved Rav and friends. In the text, Bala Sulam writes that self-love is a positive force. And when we're talking about the egoism, it's not. So what about true love? Maybe you can ask the question again.
Ask again.
Repeat, please.
Sí, Rab. En la lectura, Baal HaSulam dice que cuando él se refiere a ego.
In the text, Baal HaSulam writes that when Baal HaSulam talks about egoism, he's not talking about what we're saying, what we mean when we're saying self-love. What should we do with the self-love as we learn it by the Kabbalah? This vicious love.
We don't need to fight against self-love, against the ego. We have no strength to fight it. Fight the ego. We need, in general, we don't need to perform any negative action. We need to fight for love, for connection, and not against the ego, against separation. This is something crucial to remember. Only to perform positive actions and not negative actions. We don't have the strength to face our own ego, but we have the strength to ask the Creator to give us the force of bestowal, and then the force of bestowal will ride over the force of reception, creating the correct sandwich, and we'll be able to advance. This is called faith above reason. And not that we're destroying the ego in any way, shape, or form. Write about it, remind each other about it. We work only to increase the force of bestowal in us and not decrease the force of reception in us. Because if I'm decreasing it, I'm from a man, I'm becoming an animal, then a vegetable, then an inanimate object. What are we going to get out of it? On the contrary, one who is greater than his friend, his desire is greater than his. That governs the economy. That's you.
Yeah, but to phrase something or to talk to the ones who are leading this country, maybe we can turn to them. Can we do something on our behalf on this story or not?
Yes, by prayer.
Our prayer?
Yes.
Who should we share with?
Everyone. The entire nation.
How can we do it? Do you have an idea how to do it?
I don't know. You should be the expert. You are this system that always organizes marches, lobbying on government and on people.
You're talking about a revolution?
No, I'm not talking about a revolution. I'm talking about the fact that if we unite the people in order to scrutinize a good, strong desire for a certain, for the correct goal, by that we are changing our history, changing our status.
So that's what I'm asking you. How do you think we can do something, change something that is unchangeable?
I think you can. The Creator gives us opportunities in all these states, even the worst. There's always a way to change the situation, but not change it the way you think about it, the way you're used to it, through certain eruptions, and get people on the streets, break stuff, demand. That does nothing. Why? Because there are no means. The government doesn't have the means to give the people what they want. We are entering a state, we will come to a state where you'll have no one to turn to, because they have nothing. They simply have nothing. Oh, very soon they'll have nothing.
Now, did you see in the Bank of Israel how much money they have over there?
The money means nothing. You can burn it. It's worthless.
So what is important? What is worthwhile?
You'll have nothing to buy with this money. You can print money, you have a machine that can print it. So it's not a problem. Our problem is to organize human society in a correct way. So it will be, will feel secure. First of all, food. Everyone should have food, from the littlest to the oldest. Everyone should have food on their table. We need it first. That's how we live. After food, has to be healthcare. That's the second thing. After that, clothing. After clothing, shelter. And gradually we have to construct for a person necessary constructs that allow him and his family to exist, to live. We have to take care of that first. And the virus is forcing us to arrange it. Virus, don't say virus, we'll have such blows upon us that will force us to defend ourselves. And by, through that, we will construct the right life for us. I'm certain about it, have no doubt. This is coming from above, and that's why you will eventually be good. As long as they don't decide on this virus in the parliament or the union meetings. Don't worry about it. I understand that you have, you're walking around with these questions because you have nothing to do. What can you do? What can the government do? You should sit quietly and let the Creator work. Then the Creator will have work. As it.
These people.
Your problem is that you're thinking, how can we return the society to the way it was? And I'm thinking,
No.
I'm thinking that you can't bring society back to the way it was because it will be a disaster. Disaster, since it was already on the verge of breaking down. Breaking down. We've reached a point where the earth couldn't sustain us. We were destroying nature, we were destroying society. We've reached the end of the line, and we talked about it. We were on the verge of a third world war. So why are you lamenting the fate of a few independent employers? You need to see the general plan, otherwise you won't succeed in anything. I understand it's a problem, but the problem, it's not about solving it to return to the way things were. I am not bringing the patient back to the state that he was, that got him ill in the first place. That's the problem that we need to explain to everyone. We need to build now a new society. We don't need these thousands upon thousands of independent workers and each doing a small thing and it makes a living out of it. We need something else. We won't succeed in returning to the way things were. It will be terrible. Will squeeze the people dry and the country and the treasury. You will attain nothing. You'll see. No one is asking me, and no one will ask me. But I'm telling you, and you will hear what we're talking about again, and you'll see where the problem, where the error was. The government, all the governments, because they are egoists, they don't understand anything. And they all want to go back to getting rich of what's possible. And each one has billions and everyone is afraid of losing those billions and staying with, which are nothing except for the paper it's printed on. That's why we have a big problem. We need to disseminate this knowledge among the people. That there is no going back. We have to recover have to recover this society. It is sick. It was sick and it is sick now. So this is the wrong path. It's as if we forgot that we were destructing ourselves. No, we thought we had a good, everything was great. Everyone was making a living, you know, respectably. It's a lie. It was all a lie. If we won't do it the right way, then nature will send bigger blows our way. So we shouldn't rise back up from this state back to the previous state. Shouldn't. We'll talk about it. Prepare the material for it from the writings of Baal Sulam and Rabash. Turning to NFC, Akoka, Dudi, other people who can join that. Bring all those things. These are very current materials we should study, and it's not against our inner study, because the more we engage in it, the more we advance, and we're pulling all of humanity behind us, and this is our future.